Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is One Season Wonders, NYC Prep Edition. This is the show where Meredith and I review shows that only had one season, particularly probably on Bravo, because that's where our expertise lies.
That's where the one season shows really come into play. I mean, maybe some MTV ones. We'll have to see how it goes. But Bravo is
Bravo
gem.
Has a lot of failed shows.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're sticking with Bravo.
We love it. We found this because Meredith watched it when it was on, and I love Gossip Girl. So that's why we decided on this. And who doesn't love a fun teenage, almost like rom-com? That's what I think this kind of is. It's like funny and romantic.
It's basically
and
like
weird.
Eight movies.
Yeah. So this is episode 3 out of 8. I thought it was a fine fucking episode.
And enjoyed the traveling aspect. You know, like people were really on this own. So I think we got to know each cast member a little bit better.
Yeah. And there wasn't a whole lot of overlapping. Mm-mm. But there was some, and we got to see families and friends, and we loved it. Okay, so previously on NYC Prep, PC called Jesse a bitch. Sebastian, I said that really harshly. Called her a bitch. Sebastian and Taylor went to dinner. Kelly got really jealous of Taylor. Taylor's ex is now around. Taylor, though, picks Sebastian over her ex, Cole. And PC just can't find any love, which if you listen to our last episode, he still hasn't. Sorry, just roasting him. Okay, so it is the holiday season up in NYC. Lots of trees, lots of decorations. Ever been to NYC for Christmas, Meredith?
I have not, but it would be a dream.
I feel like I have, but that might have been a TV show I remember.
I've watched way too many TV shows and movies, so I feel like I have.
I've been there for Halloween. Just kidding. Different. But they all have winter break because in high school, you
miss these days.
I personally in high school didn't really travel around the holidays. Some friends did. They
not like this. I didn't.
But did you go to a different family? Oh, yeah, no, you didn't go on, like, a vacation with your family to, like, Mexico or something?
I did twice. We went to my senior year of high school. We went on a cruise with one family. And then when I was in third grade, we went to Hawaii.
Oh, wow. We were supposed to go to Vegas for Christmas this year, but that got killed, so.
COVID sucks.
Last year, we went to San Antonio.
For, like, right afterwards?
We celebrate Christmas Eve, so Christmas Day we travel because it's kind of cheap. Because we don't do anything Christmas Day. So, and then we'll spend New Year's somewhere. That was our new tradition, and now we don't do it anymore because COVID killed it, and it happened 1 year. So, but PC is going to Mexico, not even with his family. He's just going. Nope. No one on the Upper East Side stays in the city.
Who would stay?
This is the same thing. I've been to New York during the summer a few times, and you don't stay for 4th of July. You always leave.
You go to the Hamptons for the 4th.
You go to the Hamptons. So PC is so ready to get the fuck out of New York. He's stressed with college. This is where you find out Jesse's going to South Beach and Zoe's going skiing. So
Jesse's going to Palm Beach.
Palm Beach. And Zoe's she's Come going on. To a beach. Also, so her dog, Jesse's dog starts like barking.
Oh my God. This is so sad.
Is there a housekeeper? Does she have a housekeeper?
1,000% in my opinion. There's no way yelling. She would like, either this is her sister, which like, why wouldn't your sister just come on camera?
Her stepmom.
I think this is I said her sister.
Yeah. Or stepmom. Cause she calls whoever this is by their first name. And I was like, that dog needs to go out. And I was like,
I think it's a housekeeper.
Poor Dorota. That's not her name, but she's the Dorota of this season. So Taylor and Camille, they are currently shopping for chocolate. They're both staying in the city for the holidays. This is good for Taylor because she's trying to figure out Cole or Sebastian. They're both so different. She doesn't even know. Camille is team Sebastian, I think, because Taylor would then be in her social circle, so she'd see her more.
Yeah, that makes sense. Know.
And Taylor agrees. She really wants to marry Rich, which Can we blame her? I still have this 16-year-old
dream.
Yeah. Taylor doesn't know if she can trust Camille though, because she doesn't think Camille will ever find a guy she likes. So like, why take advice from her? Yeah, her
advice. We don't know how trustworthy it is.
Yeah. And then Camille, oh man, Camille loves to just come up with the dumbest fucking thing. She suggests that Kelly, Cole, Sebastian, and Taylor all go out.
I want this to happen. I think this would be so entertaining for this show.
The Pentagon can all hang out. Well, Kelly's fucking not going to do this right now because she's at her Hampton house. We find out her sister has cerebral palsy, which is like, I guess she doesn't see her sister a ton, and that's why her sister's in the Hamptons while Kelly's in the city.
Yes.
But her sister seems very nice. Kelly really likes her family, but she like forgets who she's talking to, and that's when she starts like dropping, you know, like
porn comments.
Yeah. Oh, she's like, you ever just wake up after you watched a movie and porn's on the TV?
And her parents are like, what?
Her dad's like, no. What
movie? Yes, but I'm not going to tell you.
Like, her brother's like, yeah, that happened to us. And I was like, oh God, with your brother too. It's just weird. But Kelly invited Sebastian over to her Hamptons house because he's also in the Hamptons.
This is, and listen, she is good at like making hangouts happen. Yeah, but she's really bad at just like playing it cool everywhere else.
Oh, yeah, no. But Sebastian comes, he just walks right in because he tries. He's like, hello, and no one comes. So he just like goes in. He's, hello.
I love when people do this because it's like awkward, but you're clearly on a TV show where they tell you just to like walk in.
And the camera's right there looking at him. So like, I would have died if Sebastian just stood outside and just continued to knock while the camera's right fucking there. That would have been better. They decide to play pool together. Sebastian's really bad, so they stop and don't even finish the game.
They're both terrible.
I myself am not great at pool, but I can hold my own.
I could play. Somebody would beat me, but like I could play and we can make it an entertaining thing. Also, this really reminded me of when Dan and Serena go and play pool.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why does everyone from New York do pool dates? I love it. Okay. So we find out Kelly doesn't celebrate Christmas. She is Jewish and celebrates Hanukkah, which Sebastian knows very little about.
This is just like fine. The philosophy thing with Taylor. He's like pretty good at like asking questions and trying to follow, but he has no clue what's going on.
They talk about how Kelly's family goes to the movies Christmas Day and orders Chinese food. Cause Sebastian's like, that's why my mom said Chinese places are open. Cause the Jewish people that's eat what Chinese
the,
food.
That's what the movie theaters are for Jewish people on Christmas.
And I just want to say, because my family and I do nothing on Christmas Day, we have gone to the movies. And I see a lot of people there that are not Jewish because they go to my church. So, not in my town. And Kelly's like, yeah, oh my God, I love being Jewish. Lighting that menorah is fucking out of control. And I was like, is it?
He was like, oh, really? And she's like, I'm joking. Like,
I was like, I've never celebrated Hanukkah, but I've never heard that lighting that menorah is fucking crazy, but cool. Hilarious.
You do you.
Sebastian again tells us that he just wants to be friends with Kelly. And then we meet Kelly's dog who, her name's Lily, and she gets acupuncture.
Yeah. She's got loads of health issues. She seems kind of old. I think she said like between 10 and 13 is the age, somewhere in there, but
very old dog. My friend has a really old dog who has its own masseuse.
Oh my God. No. If this is where you'll find out that Alicia and I are not like, we could not care less or not. That's me.
Not that
we will never be to this level.
I personally,
caring about an animal.
I've never had a pet. So I don't understand this. I understand
the money behind it.
Yes. I understand people love their pets. I also love some of my friends' pets. I don't understand like being obsessed with that pet because I'm just like not there. I love it and I'll take pictures of it, but I'm not going to control my life around a pet.
Where mine is even less. Like, oh, when people like show me their dog, I'm like, oh, now I have to pretend I care about this animal.
I don't like seeing people's pictures of their dogs. I'm like, okay, your dog doesn't do crazy. Unless your dog is like doing flips, I'm not going to look at a video of
your dog. Most dogs, in my opinion, are really ugly.
Also, big dogs scare me. I've been bitten by three dogs.
Little yappy dogs.
I've been bitten by three dogs in my life. Okay. Dogs don't like me. A wiener dog.
Love me and I don't like them.
Ugh, I just can't. Cats really like me, which is fine because cats then leave me alone.
Cats are even worse.
And leave me alone. I don't know. I'm a fish person. That's like all I can describe myself
as. I'm a nada. Anyways, let's go to Mexico.
Woohoo! Okay, so PC's friend JP lives in Cancun.
I love these like initial.
Yeah, PC, people. JP, Gabe, and Max. We don't do a lot of syllables here. It's not confusing. So they met in boarding school, and PC's mom hates JP because one time JP was drunk, half naked in PC's bed.
I mean, we've all been there. When you're in high school, I kind of get. Well, you're in high school, it's just like, what the fuck is going on? But JP's from Mexico, so you know, we got a local to show us around.
I don't think PC knows many Mexicans.
But he's obsessed with.
JP, you're like the tallest Mexican ever because Mexicans are like 5'3", which like Mexicans are short. I am Guatemalan. None of us are tall. I get it. Also, though, there are some tall Mexicans.
Yeah, but they're like they're a population of people. Just because you meet one short Mexican does not mean they're all going to be short.
Also, PC's like, the only Mexicans in New York City are the delivery guys.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, no. And then
stop
PC's
speaking.
Like,
this is where shows don't age well. I'm like, stop.
Oh, no. And then PC's like, my friends are like, you hang out with Mexicans? And I was like, oh.
And he's like, this one's different. He's tall.
JP.
I'm like, that's what makes
him
different.
It's not what you think. It's not what you think. He's
a tall Mexican. I
really
thought he was
going
to say, this one's different. He's loaded. Like, he has loads of money or something.
He obviously does because he went to boarding school, right? Unless his dad was the boarding school delivery guy. I don't know what else.
My friend went to boarding school and she said, like, there were quite a few people from different countries, including Mexico, because America has great schools.
They all pay the same amount. I just thought it was so funny. I just want to say I appreciate PC trying to learn a different culture, but Cancun is not the best place to find out authentic Mexican culture.
Yeah, especially when your friend lives in Mexico City. Why wouldn't you go to Mexico City?
Oh, does he? I thought he lived in Cancun.
Later on he says he lives in Mexico City.
Mexico
yeah.
City. Okay, so now we go to Palm Beach with Jesse. She's driving this awesome car with her friend Kim. They stop for some lunch. It's like a better version of some fun New York Italian restaurant. And Kim's like, hey, well, first they're talking about how they're kind of nervous to leave high school.
Kim's already in college.
Oh, yeah. Kim's in college.
So Jesse's asking about it. Jesse's worried about.
I think Jesse's worried
people,
to be.
I think she's like, I think she's scared to get out of her bubble. Like, she's probably excited, but. And it's scary to be like, oh my God, how am I going to make friends? Like, I have such a great group. Yeah. What happens when I leave these people? Like, I just don't want to lose track of them.
We all get this. And I think Jesse is right now a big fish in a small pond, you know?
Yes.
She's known in the NYC prep scene. She's going to go to college. And let me tell, I mean, I don't know how it is at the Ivies, but like, there's a chance she's going to go to college and be like, I'm part of this social scene like Blair Waldorf did. And everyone's going to be like, no one gives a fuck.
We don't give a shit. Yeah. Like people are going to care about her. Some people are going to care about her money, but she's going to try and be like one of the many people like her. I'm sure there's a lot of like different types of boarding schools and like fancy schools all in the East Coast that all like filter into these Ivy schools.
Yeah. So now let's talk about Kim's like, give me the deets on PC. I feel the sexual tension. And I was like, the fuck where?
I'm like, okay, here's somebody being honest about this relationship though. Thank you, Kim, for saying everything worth thinking. I mean, we can't really feel the sexual tension between them,
but like you guys are exes.
Like, what's going on here?
You talk, you text all the fucking time. You call him baby. Like the fuck's happening. And Jesse's like, I haven't even really thought about it. We just like, text
yes,
every
you
day.
Have. Jesse's yes, good you at have. Playing we the cool all, girl.
Yeah, Jesse's great at the cool girl thing. And she tries to call PC, but he doesn't answer. And I'm like, he's in Mexico. Why are you calling
him? Okay, this is not cool girl, though. I was like, all right, you're being psycho. Like, you guys are both on a vacation.
Yeah.
Say you don't like him.
Her messages are all like, hey, PC, checking you're not in. Answering. It's yeah. worrying me. I'm like, what the fuck are you worried for? He's in Mexico and he's single. Yeah. So also, let's go to Mexico. There's nothing to be worried about because PC's a giant ass buzzkill. This dude fucking, I don't want to go anywhere with PC.
No. So they're at Senor Frogs, the place.
Have you ever
to
been
be.
To Senor
Frogs? No, I've never been to Mexico.
Oh, I've never been to Mexico, but I went on a cruise and we stopped in St. Thomas and there's a Senor Frogs and oh my God, is that place so fun.
I've never been, but I've heard great things.
If I went now though, it is a COVID breeding ground. It is disgusting. It is so much fun.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Everybody's drunk. Like you can tell like they're all drinking. The drinking age is 18, so like totally legal. This is why I think Bravo does not let them drink, because they're open about saying the drinking age is 18.
And, 18.
Yeah. But anyways, a drunk girl tries to get PC to dance. He's really not into it, which once you say no, this girl starts to become annoying though. Like I get he's a buzzkill, but like this bitch is like fucking annoying.
But PC's not nice about it. He's not like, no thanks, like maybe later or whatever. He's like, can you get the fuck away? Like, no.
He was kind of nice. He was like nice for him at the beginning where he was like, I don't want to dance. I don't dance. And she's like, you're lame. You're this. That girl was annoying. I would be PC.
I loved
it.
This is the vibe at Senior Frogs though. That was the vibe.
This drunk girl is, yeah. But I'm PC in this
situation.
That's Senior
Frogs. Also, the waiter was like, hey, can I get you guys some Jaeger bombs? And PC's like, I'm not doing a fucking
I'm not from
Jaeger
Jersey.
Bomb. I'm not from Jersey. What? Do people from Jersey drink Jaeger bombs?
Who the
have
fuck
you,
knows?
I've never done a Jaeger bomb, but I don't like Jaeger.
I think so I have, but I can't. I don't remember. I feel like people just order shit.
Would you ever deny a free Jaeger bomb?
No,
if it appeared, I would.
I don't
it.
Turn down alcohol. Whiskey is really hard for me to do, but I'll chug it down if somebody buys it for me.
So thank God PC gets kind of drunk because he starts dancing with this old fucking lady. She's a mom. Why didn't she just dance with the drunk girl? She was hotter than this mom.
I think he probably didn't want anything to happen with this girl, but like the mom, it's like funny.
It was weird. It reminded me, what show is it where, they're dancing with like an old lady and the guy slides under the girl and he gets pink eye in his eye. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh no. My God. I've seen this show so many times and now it just hit me. I wish I had thought of it before.
No.
Oh my God.
Is it a real show or is it like scripted?
I feel like it's a reality show and they were dancing and he was drunk.
I feel like it has to be Jersey Shore.
He likes. Oh, it totally was. It was Vinny. Vinny was dancing with this old lady at a club and he was like, he like slid under or she like walked over him and he was on the ground. And the next day he had like pink eye and he's like, something fell out of her vagina.
No, stop. Ew. Okay. Moving on.
This is
anyways.
What I thought of. Okay. So we're in New York City for the winter. Sebastian and Taylor are hanging out. Sebastian has a soccer ball. Thank God.
I love this. This is how me and my friends hang out now. We just like kick a soccer ball around.
In the snow? On the river line?
In the snow. That was so dumb. This is where I love Taylor. She's like, oh, great day to play soccer in my rain boots.
They do kiss. When he walks up, they do like a hi, mwah kind of thing. It's cute.
This is telling about
how
serious
hands.
Sebastian are. Yes, this was wow. This was
very cute. Very cute. Also, I just want to comment, Taylor has a great hair color going. I love it. Everything about it. That it's like a chocolatey brown with some highlights. It's very nice.
I hate it. The highlights look like stripes in her hair.
I really liked it. It was very 2009. I love it. Taylor has been texting Cole, but she wants to keep it on the DL.
I would.
Taylor's kind of a gold digger. I like it though.
She is
thinking about
so
her
honest
future.
About how she wants to bring up her social status.
Mm-hmm. So they start talking about their past relationships. They both agree that they're kind of bad at relationships. Taylor's had 3 boyfriends.
This
she is 16.
Insane.
At 16, I had 1 boyfriend and it lasted maybe 2 weeks.
I had one and I think it lasted like a month and a half, which we did not see each other.
Oh, We saw each other and we kissed a few times.
Mine was like weird because like I didn't go to school with these people. So if I couldn't drive. That's
right. Oh, no. I sat next to him. I sat next to him in Spanish. So
yeah, but we would like, we would Skype. Like I would Skype with boys every night.
Oh my God.
Because we all had laptops.
Oh, you crazy. No, he saw me in Spanish and he was like, that's enough for the day. Thank you.
Oh my God.
He asked me on AIM, what do you expect?
Oh yeah. So,
Sebastian's had two girlfriends. He is also 16. I don't, are these the eighth grade boyfriends that we had? Like, is it that relationship?
No, I guess. Maybe. My like first boyfriend was in high school, like my freshman year of high school.
My first boyfriend was eighth grade.
It's like mine like eased in. I like, we like flirted and talked in eighth grade and then started dating in high school. We had
broken up long before high school.
Can I make that transition to high school?
No, spring break broke us. Spring break broke us. We hung out too much.
Oh my God.
Rollerbladed to his house too many times. Okay,
too
so
needy.
This is where I appreciate Taylor. This is the moment. She's like, so what is this? What are we doing? Let's talk about this. I appreciate it.
I agree, but a typical guy. Like right now? No, like, what are we doing?
What are we? Yeah, are we right now here? We're playing soccer.
Tries to avoid questions like soccer.
He does say he doesn't want this to be just a hookup, though. I think he likes Taylor a lot.
I think
Taylor needed to ask, though, to know where Cole's head's at, and then she can decide.
She's like,
play your odds, Taylor. I love it.
Well, Camille had given her the advice to talk to both boys and see where they're at and then decide from there. So she's making
good
the first
advice.
Step with
Camille
Sebastian.
May not know a ton about boys, but she knows how to play the game. She knows how to play both sides.
Oh, Lord.
Then we go to Palm Beach. Jesse is just sitting around on the beach trying to call PC.
Alone.
He's not answering. Yeah, she's like so upset. So then she slow-mos in the ocean.
Yeah, the best part, she goes, I just get really nervous when he doesn't answer at 3 p.m. And I was like, that's actually a good point.
Yeah, but also he's majorly hungover. Also in Cancun, you're probably drinking at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, right? Or 3 p.m.
Yeah, but I would still think, and I don't know. I don't think people were as tied to their phones as they are now too.
Yeah. Well, what, I don't know. You had a BlackBerry. How tied to it were you?
I mean, I didn't text people as much as I do now. Not everybody had phones. I guess everybody had phones by this time in our lives, but still it wasn't 24/7 texting like our world is now.
That's true. But I don't know.
Does he have a plan for like out of country? Like,
that's
what
I thought.
Rare.
I was like, you're going to cost him international minutes and he's going to be pissed.
But I mean, they're rich. So I guess
they're rich. But in Cancun, you know what? PC's just living his best life. He's chilling, getting some sun, drinking. He's so fucking happy to be away from New York. He like can't even. He wasn't even that drunk last night. He's like in the sand chilling with JP. They meet some girls. JP tells them that PC's bisexual. But
he has a boyfriend.
Yeah, but it's not JP.
This is weird because like JP doesn't say anything.
This was the
weirdest. No, JP is saying this about
JP,
PC.
Yeah. PC. Yeah. Didn't I? But JP is like,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Not
I'm not
bisexual.
The boyfriend. I'm not his boyfriend. Yeah. This was weird because PC doesn't like respond to this. He doesn't deny it. He doesn't, which I'm.
He kind of nods. I thought he kind of like, he was like, because they were like, are you really? And he's like, yeah. But like this.
But I didn't know
weirdest,
if he was joking.
I didn't either. This was the weirdest coming out I've ever seen on a reality show because I don't know
I think
if
this,
it was for
I think
real
he
or
was.
Not.
I think PC's yeah, I am was joking. I mean, he could actually be bi, but I think he was responding jokingly.
My only question is PC's mom caught JP naked in his bed.
I know. I don't know.
That was my only.
I don't
want to
make any assumptions because they could have just had like been drunk and like PC or JP was in his bed and PC slept elsewhere or something, but I don't really know what's going on.
I know nothing and we never get back to it. So
no, we do not get any answers this entire episode on this comment.
I know nothing. Okay. So now we go to the Hamptons. they set this up like someone died. We're so sad. We have to go to this funeral. I'm like, oh my God, did her sister die? It was like die?
Her grandma. That's what I thought it was her sister. I thought grandma. Because we went in. Holidays.
Her sister has cerebral palsy. And I'm like, oh man, her sister just died. That sucks.
I know. I'm like, wow, what a thing to live on like a reality TV show. This is only the third episode. Yeah.
And then, okay, I didn't. At first, I didn't catch it. I didn't put two and two together. So we find out.
Well, they still don't say who died. Yeah. They don't say a name. They're just talking about how much it means that, like,
yeah,
how much this is so sad to lose such a great family member. Like,
but then eventually they do say a name and they're like, it was Lily. Kelly, like, feels like this was her brother, her sister. And I'm like, oh no, a family friend. And then it's the picture of the dog. And I was like, I literally wrote, oh, it's a dog.
Because they were talking, they're like, we're going to have a burial.
Oh my God.
Kelly's mom wants everybody to say something. And Kelly doesn't want to speak.
She's fucking distraught.
This is her first funeral. This is just like everybody's tearing up. And when they talk about the dog, I'm like, this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry, this is people. Weird. I'm just not on board.
I just can't.
I mean, you do. I'm not trying to judge you. Like, this is obviously how you need to process this, but like, I will never be here.
I understand being sad when your pet dies. I do.
I've had this moment. Out. My pet has died. I sobbed. I totally get the tears.
Will my pet get a full fucking funeral where everyone stands around and says a few words and cries and like can't even bear it? No. No, like, probably not.
When my aunt's dog died that like I think I killed. We went to go cremate the dog and of course I had to come and I could not roll my eyes harder. And they're like asking my aunt if she wants a paw print ornament, an urn, all these damn things. And I'm standing there straight face like, this is the worst experience of my entire life. My aunt is sobbing.
You have to explain why you might have killed it. You can't just say, I might have killed it and not tell them. Because it's not your fault. It just happened and you might have been
responsible. Short story, if you guys want to know. Join our like Patreon or like some Facebook group or reach out to me and I can tell the full story, but it'll take forever. But basically I was moving my grandma and my aunt and traffic backed up and the dog hit the back of the seat and was never alive again. Never took another breath.
I don't think you killed the dog.
So like an hour later, we find out whenever we stop to let them out, that the dog has been dead in the back for a bit.
Let me tell you, I've only had cousins with dogs and they both have died. And my response has always been, oh, that's sad.
I'm really sorry for you, but please don't invite me to a funeral. Please don't make me go with you to
cremate. If my cousins did this, I'm out. I can't. Do you know what, urn?
At this age, I would totally go and just tailgate the thing.
Drunk. He's a good fucking dog.
I'm such an asshole.
I'm crying. It's fine. It's fine. We love animals. We just shouldn't own them.
No, don't group me in the we love animals category.
We love animals. I
respect people's love for their animals. I'm out, whatever. Though.
Let's go back to New York really quick. Camille's getting a professional stylist to go through her wardrobe. This professional stylist hates everything and Camille loves everything.
This was insane. Doing it too well. Yeah. So I understand that. So one of Camille's Christmas presents was she gets to have more clothes, but in order to get more clothes, she has to give up old clothes, which in my mind makes sense. Like,
I get it. Yeah.
Your parent, 100%. Like, we can clearly afford clothes out the wazoo. Like, let's start cleaning this shit out.
Yeah. Heatha, though, comes in and she's like, this is last season. These patterns suck.
This is disgusting. Everybody knows this pattern.
I love Camille is like, hey, that's my dad's vintage sweater. And straight up Heatha's like, this is Bill Cosby. Bye. And
whoa, you should get some sentimental pieces. Like, and she's like, Camille's like, these are good clothes. Like, just because they're last season doesn't mean I'm going to throw out an expensive dress, which I get, honey.
I get that, man. I have stuff from 5 seasons ago that cost me $30 that I can't part with because
it's not a season when it's from Target. I'm talking about designer shit.
The Target season. Okay, so really quick, we go to this dog funeral. Kelly can't contain herself. She won't even get out of the car. We get the mic of her sobbing. they spent a lot of fucking money on this dog funeral.
They're like really like, because they're driving in this minivan to the burial, and Kelly's making sure that like the dog will be respected. Like they're like talking about how nice of a headstone she has. She's going to be by the like highway, like near their house, so like they can visit her. And I'm like, oh, you are never coming back to this tombstone. Like,
I just can't relate. And that's all we're going to say on this now. We're done. So let's go to Mexico. Something we can relate to is loving sitting poolside with the drink in hand.
With the phone. Again, the phone near water.
Water gives me – I won't even bring my like current phone around water, even though they say it's waterproof. I don't fucking believe it.
Every phone I've had, most of them have succumbed to water.
I've had a few, but it's always very upsetting.
RIP to the one sitting at the bottom of the Lake of the Ozarks I lost this summer.
Okay, so PC's chilling poolside. He calls Jesse because he's got a voicemail. And Jesse's like, hey, I was just worried because you always call after you land.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Creepy. Yeah. I don't like this.
You always call.
You're in a relationship then. You're in a fucking relationship.
I can't. So PC's like, nothing's really happening. I'm just having a great time every night. JP loves to drink. We're just getting drunk. It's not even that cool. We get a flash to them at Daddy-O's. At all, I know this is 2019, but all I thought about was like, there's COVID at this
2009.
You said 2019. It was so long ago. I don't even remember. All I thought was just like so much COVID, so little time. I wish I was there, but there's a lot of COVID there.
So much COVID, so little time. I can't. But okay, PC's confused by Jesse's calling and checking in on him because they're not dating. Which I agree. Like,
I agree.
Jesse's basically hovering over him.
I agree. Sorry, back to Daddy-O's. I have so many thoughts.
Oh,
they're drinking
go for it.
Screwdrivers because there's so much orange juice, and I think it's nighttime.
Drinking vodka Red Bulls.
That's the drink. Don't drink a screwdriver. I don't know why they had orange juice.
No,
get rid of the orange
don't
juice.
Drink vodka Red Bulls. You're gonna stop your heart. Although this was me as a freshman in
this
in
was
college.
Me. I did this.
I did this too.
So JP, there's a few girls. They're from Texas. JP leaves PC with him, with these girls, and PC is so fucking annoyed.
Not into it.
I think these girls were just trying to get free drinks and they saw the camera and they were like, hey, what's up? How's it going? Which I respect because I would do it. But PC literally is like, in his interview, he's like, these girls are from Texas. I know. And I was like, oh.
Dude, I would totally get if he said Illinois, Kansas, but I feel like Texas is like a big state. Fine. Like, no, like I'm not downing on us, like Missouri. Yeah. Like I would totally get if he was like, these girls are from Kansas. They actually think he's from Kansas and he is offended.
Oh my God. I'm from New York.
They're like, no way. Like, oh. And he's like, I'm from New York.
He is just the woe. He is these girls. It wasn't even worth the free drinks. I feel like JP's cool though. He's like, hang out with these girls, dude. I'm trying to help you out.
Also, these girls need to read the room. You already got your drink. Walk away
Leave.
With it.
Just get out. So we go, Camille really quick, our 90-second fun little, scene
of the episode.
Camille's doing a gingerbread making class. Her and her sister just have to make it into a fucking competition. She makes a perfectly architectural structured house.
And
her sister's just fun though. She just puts a bunch of candy on it.
The like 7-year-old next to him judges them and Camille wins.
Well, congrats, Camille. Okay, now we go to public school with Taylor. Ooh, I love public school scenes. This is so fun.
We get it's more enjoyable because we actually get to see like her like school life.
Her life, yeah. She's really nervous for her gymnastics meet. She runs into Cole's brother and Cole's friend on her way there. So she's very nice and talks to them. I probably would be like, I need to get to my gymnastics meet. But no. Taylor takes her time, talks to these guys. They want to know what's happening with Cole, okay?
Yeah, they're here to protect him, which I get. Great friends, great brother.
Cole thinks it's going to work out. Taylor's very coy about saying who she's interested in. She's kind of playing the dumb girl.
Like, maybe.
And I get it. She wants to keep her options open. Don't tell his friends anything. Nothing.
She's like giving enough, or she's like giving a possibility and not shutting it down, but not saying they're going to date again.
Okay. So now we go to PC and Jesse. I'm assuming they're back from their trips.
Yep.
And they're hanging out. We get a weird, did you catch the thing about Jesse humping a Care Bear?
Yes. Yes. He picks up a Care Bear and is like, oh, is this the gay pride bear? And she's like, I don't really remember, but it was mine. And he was like, do you remember when I used to hump this all the time? And he was like, and Jesse was like, yeah. Ha ha.
Was that a hint at the bisexual?
I don't know.
I literally don't know anything.
So many thoughts, but like, there's not enough concrete evidence.
I know. I don't know anything. So Jesse wants to know about Mexico. PC said he was just so uninterested. And Jesse's like, I'm so surprised you weren't interested in anyone there. And I was like, really? Yeah, you seem to know this buzzkill super fucking well. How do you not know?
Well, she's also like kind of like, so there weren't any girls? And yeah, she's like, she's no, crying. There weren't any girls.
And then I love that Jesse's like, Kim thinks that we're going to date again. And PC's like,
what?
Ew. And then in his interview, he's like, anything's possible. I could marry a chimp.
And then he was like, I guess that's a terrible comparison. I should find something else.
I was like, oh God. And then Jesse's like, there's no difference between dating and being friends. And PC's like, I can't date you because you would be a bitch pregnant. And I was like, oh my God.
I love how he's thinking ahead though. He's like, man, can you imagine you pregnant? You'd be such a bitch, which I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think he's wrong. But also if I'm carrying a fucking human, I get to be a fucking bitch.
I love sorry. That this is the excuse. This like, sorry, I could maybe impregnate you. So like, no.
So funny. So then we go to lunch with Sebastian, his dad. His dad's talking to him about like a German exchange student that Sebastian used to hook up with. But
how insane. Could you imagine you being at like lunch with your parents and your dad's like, hey, are you still hooking up with that a German exchange student?
Well, my dad, I think my dad's more concerned that I'm not hooking up with anyone at the moment.
My dad's really obsessed with my love life sometimes.
Like, my dad's always like, are you dating anyone? And I'm like, no. And then one time he was like,
yeah, but it's not like he knows. It's not like, hey, how's that guy you slept with 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, no.
He's like asking to try and get information.
As far as my dad knows, I am forever a virgin. Nothing ever happens.
I don't even know. Goodbye. My dad like cares way too much about my life.
I think my dad just wants me to not end up alone, but like I love myself. So it's
my fine. Dad's obsessed with one of my guy friends. And every time I see my dad now, he's like, are you and Evan dating yet? And I'm like, no.
Are you?
No.
But dad doesn't know about like Taylor because his dad's like, I've never seen you serious with a girl. Maybe
I think he doesn't want to jinx it. Like, you know, the German girl was kind of casual. The German girl has a boyfriend, so it's not happening anymore. But
yeah,
something's different about Taylor. So I think he like doesn't really want to say anything until things are a little more solidified. This is how I feel about things. Like, I don't want to talk about things until
you know,
a little more serious.
This dad is so laxed on parenting. He's like, you just do you. I didn't have a car. Take your car wherever. Do whatever. Well,
he was like, you know what? You can like live your high school life as long as it doesn't interfere with the greater plan. And Sebastian's like, got it. He's like, you have fun. Just like make sure you're a little bit on the straight and narrow though. Like keep focused.
Keep your grades on point. I was like, oh, I hate it. Okay, let's do a gymnastics meet with Taylor.
Okay, I just want to say I did gymnastics when I was younger and I loved this. This is so awkward and exactly how it is when you're not like a real gymnast.
Oh God. I did gymnastics camp and it was solely to keep an eye on my sister who was the real gymnast. Because she was kind of young. So my mom
I didn't do it in high school by any means, but like,
oh no, I hated gymnastics camp. A, I was afraid of everything. B, I don't like heights. C, I'm not very flexible, so I don't know why I'm flipping. So I was that girl that was like supposed to be doing flip-flops and I was doing a somersault or cartwheel because I was like, that's it. Whereas my sister was like jumping from bar to bar and like doing handstands on the whatever, on the beam. And I was like, I hate it. But I've been to a lot of gymnastics meets and I know Taylor does her gymnastics routine, which whatever, It was not very good.
No, this is what I'm saying. This is like not real gymnasts.
No, this was gymnasts. Awful.
Also, they're like competing against their rival school who's so good.
Okay. Can we mention, so they're in the huddle and that Asian girl goes, I need to use the camera.
The coach is like, all right, does anybody need anything before we get started? And she's like, I have to go to the bathroom.
I need to use honey, bathroom.
We're not four. Just
shut up.
Excuse yourself.
Cole walks in while they're in the huddle, right? Wow. Taylor didn't know he was coming. He's alone, which is a big thing. If you don't and he waves, right? He's like,
they're all the girls are staring at him. They're like, Cole's here. Cause they all go to school together. So everybody knows this is different than like Sebastian.
This is when Taylor, so Cole's in the stands and Taylor goes up these public school stands that I had because they're in every public high school. And she like storms up them and they give each other the most awkward hug in front of the parents.
All I thought
about was there's some parent watching this that is like, ew.
And she's just like sitting next to him and he's like talking to her, but she's not really talking back.
He's like, we're going to have a deep conversation about Sebastian. And Taylor's like, I'm about to do a gymnastics meet. Can we not?
She's like, I'm trying to focus. And he's like, okay, I'll stop talking.
It's fine. They're going to go out to eat after the meet, which is what they do. Here we go. After Taylor's awful routine.
I was going to say the awful routine. They win the meet, which this is so fake. And Taylor scored a 61 or something.
61. Which I'm like, and I was like, I don't even know what that is. My sister, it was till 10. Okay. My sister had the score. It was till 10. You know, like you got a 1 or you got a 9.
Yeah. But maybe, maybe there were like 7 judges. So like your high score could be 70 because they each got a score out of 10 or something.
It was the worst. Her coach is like, let's shout out to Taylor. And Taylor has this sour look. She's like, I can't focus on anything.
It's her first meet. They're like, way to go, Taylor, on your first meet.
It showed.
Like, this is so dumb.
It showed, Taylor. That was definitely your first meet. It was awful. So let's go out to eat. Cole takes Taylor to a vegan restaurant.
Check.
He knows.
Point one for Cole.
And he's asking Taylor what she wants. Maybe they'll share. Like, that's very cute. So we're going to talk about Sebastian. Taylor clarifies Sebastian and her not in a relationship. And Cole makes his move and he's like, Taylor, I think we should date again. I think this was the winner.
He is out there. He is very honest. He wants to be with her. And Taylor says, I need a few reasons of why we should be together.
Okay. I love that Taylor's like, I'm not really a relationship person. I don't want to hurt Cole. And I was like, you are 16. You don't know what a relationship
is. But she said I basically got the inkling that they stopped dating because she didn't want to be in a relationship and he did. She didn't want to hurt him. So it seems like her playing this field between two guys is exactly what she wanted.
I think she's having fun.
I think so too, but this can't last forever.
Let's talk about these reasons that Cole and Taylor should get back together, right? Cole compromises. He's good at compromising.
He's going to this vegan restaurant.
Yes. He has friends that Taylor likes, which is very important.
That's true.
Important in high school. And Cole supports her.
He came to the meet.
That's cute. That's super cute.
But she says the only good reason was coming to the meet, which is kind of true. The rest are dumb.
Cole's like, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And he reaches across the table and holds her hand.
Okay, when he first does it, he just puts his hand over hers. And then later you see them actually holding hands. I was like, this is so awkward.
He lays it on. And Cole tells Taylor that Taylor needs to call Sebastian and tell him that Taylor likes Cole. And to leave her alone and to not call or text or IM her.
Okay. Most of the time when guys do this, it could totally come off controlling. It didn't come off that controlling.
It didn't. When they showed it in the Nexon, I thought it was very controlling. But this was very Taylor was like, feeling it.
I think we should get back together. And I think that you should text Sebastian and tell him you don't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah. And Taylor's like, she doesn't know what to do because she's like, it would be hard to like get back with Cole because she knows how it's going to be. You know, it's like you've been there, done that, and this exciting thing, but you know Cole is safe and he really likes you. Sebastian could ditch you at any moment. You don't know this dude.
That's the thing, is if it goes bad with Sebastian, you're going to look back and be like, I should have been with Cole, and you can't go back. Once you make the decision on Sebastian, he won't accept you. Like Cole won't accept you back. But like you said, you know what Cole is like, and Sebastian is the new exciting thing. Plus, he's got money, that social status. There are some pluses. So all we know is Cole and Taylor are going to go on another date, though. They do decide that.
That's exciting. Okay, so next time, Jesse is so mad at PC for being late again. Taylor and Sebastian go out and aren't friends. PC
was like yelling at her.
I know. PC asks people if they're virgins, and Camille talks to Kelly about some guy. I'm so confused about what's happening.
I can't wait for this little dinner party where they talk about people being virgins and Camille freaks
I can't wait for PC to be like, I've had sex with 17 girls. How many have you had sex with?
I want to know who's a virgin, like, who's not, how many they've all slept with. I have so many thoughts. I just cannot wait for this.
This was, I loved in high school getting to know someone. It was like, how many people you kiss? Who'd you kiss? Have you moved past that? I love the talk of like, have you ever given a BJ? And then you like disgust. And you're like, you're so advanced.
It's like awkward to ask and awkward to like tell.
But that's when you know you're like moving in the relationship. So it's like, what have you done? What base have you gone to? That's like, I'm so excited.
Oh, man.
Okay. Meredith, I have information on the cast. Who do you want to hear about?
Ooh. And so Cole's not an option?
No, I don't. What Cole is.
I know, it's okay. I'm just like the most curious maybe about Cole since I'll we just ended with him.
Because there's six main characters, but there's eight episodes, I'll try and find out Cole and Zoe. Those will be my two.
So once you search them.
Cole and I need Zoe. Those are my two that I'm going to hope for.
You know, Taylor was a big show out this episode. Let's do Taylor.
You're doing Taylor? Okay. So Taylor Giovanni, she left her public school after production of NYC Prep.
No.
She went to a school called, or she graduated from a school called City As School, which is an independent alternative high school focusing on experiential learning.
Huh. I wonder if it was a, God, what are they called? Charter school.
Maybe. I'm assuming that she from what the vibe I got was that it's more of like, figure out what you want to learn about and then we'll like base your curriculum off that. Like it was more independent and like
studies.
Go out in the world and figure it out. Let's go to
like if you want to learn about art, like go to the Met every day.
Yeah. So, there are no recent updates. She kind of went dark.
Really?
She did. That's what US Weekly said. She went dark.
That's always nervous because then like I always wonder if like tragedy strikes or like
they died.
Yeah. I would be that's really what sad.
I think she just like maybe doesn't have social media or like got married under the radar and didn't really do anything after it.
Yeah, like people wouldn't really know that she changed her name.
Here's my thing. Not many people really like. If I was on the show, it was only one season and it probably wasn't that big, but I would still try and like go off of that, you know, make connections, get a social media presence.
Yeah.
Like Camille's not doing too much, but she does post like on her Instagram sometimes and she's like, been 10 years since we filmed this. Ha ha. Like TV.
I think that's funny. Okay. I'm like looking up some of the cast now and I can't really tell if this is like Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian's around.
Is his last name Oppenheim?
I have the backup, but that's him. This isn't the Sebastian episode.
I know, I'm just asking, because
Sebastian's around.
I looked up Taylor from NYC Prep Instagram, and I found a Taylor, whatever her last name is, but it's not her.
No. Sebastian when we do Sebastian, he did what I probably would have done. Kelly did probably what I would have done. Jesse excelled. PC did the exact opposite of what I would have done. Taylor did the exact opposite of what I would have done. And Camille, I think, does what I do now. You know, like, she didn't do too much from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Taylor just was done with the spotlight. Maybe she got a lot of hate. Maybe there's something at the end of this season that we don't know that made Taylor go dark and not want the spotlight.
And like, it leave her school. Like, I wonder if things go south. Maybe Cole, she wanted a fresh start.
Cole we'll runs her out of that school.
Oh my God, never so come sad. Back.
So yeah, I'm really, are you team Taylor and Cole or Taylor and Sebastian?
I'm so curious about Taylor and Cole because we never got like a background on their relationship. Yeah. I wish we would have gotten more information on what it used to be like. It would help me be more informed if I want to go on this new path.
I think they'd be like the really cute couple that sits on her parents' like couch and her mom yells at her for BBMing and Cole's like, I get it. My mom yells at me too. Whereas Sebastian wouldn't get it. He'd be like, my parents love when I BBM.
You know, yeah, like, it's like, I mean, do you want to take the car and meet for dinner? And she's like, I can't. I'm having dinner with my mom.
Yeah. And Cole's like, I get it. I like fucking get it.
Yeah. Like, of course, we're not going to a random ass nice dinner on a Tuesday.
Are you team PC and Jesse?
I used to be, but now Jesse seems too clingy.
And PC just seems like the most awful person. I do not enjoy him. No. Are you team Camille and anyone?
No, Camille is so annoying. She seems so stuck up for not even being like Jesse stuck up.
True. But if you remember from after the first episode, they did that this season on NYC Prep. Remember, they do it. If you remember correctly, Camille goes to third base somewhere in this series. And I'm just waiting.
But I wonder if that's at the dinner next week when they start talking about how, like, if she's talking about that at some point, she went to third base.
I'm looking at this now and I'm like, slaps and kisses, and Sebastian pisses off Taylor. And I'm like, what happens? And PC goes clubbing, which we saw, and PC and Kelly fight, which we saw. Camille went to third base and has a fake ID. Do I even know Camille? They talk about being virgins. We're waiting for that. Someone dies. I think that was the dog.
That was the dog.
Jesse cries. PC Jesse fight. Jesse doesn't budget. I'm excited for that. Let's see the money aspect.
I think that's going to be with the smile, Operation Smile. I think she's going to jack up the committee.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. This was fun. This was great.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
This was an interesting one. I think we have a lot of setup and a lot of discussions for what the love life is going to be like.
This can only go up because it's already so up. So, I just closed out my quote. Don't worry, you guys. I have a quote for this episode. Bum, 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 bum. Okay. So this has been One Season Wonders, NYC Prep Edition, episode 3. Out of 8 episodes, here we go. And as PC said at the club at Senior Frogs, that's not dancing. That's just being an idiot.
Well, don't be an idiot, people.